Proverbs 30. The words of Agur, the son of Jacob, the oracle. The man says to Ithiel, to Ithiel and Uchal, "Surely I am more brutish than any man, and do not have the understanding of a man, and I have not learned wisdom, nor the knowledge of the holy ones shall I know. Who has ascended up into the heavens and descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has bound the waters in his garments? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if you know?" Every word of God is purified. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, lest he reprove you and you be found a liar. "Two things have I asked of you. Do not deny me them before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the bread of my portion, lest I be full and deny and say, 'Who is Yahweh?' Or lest I be poor and steal and handle profanely the name of my God. Slander not a servant to his master, lest he curse you and you be held guilty. There is a generation who curse their father and do not bless their mother. There is a generation who are pure in their own eyes and are not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are swords and their jaw teeth knives to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. The leech has two daughters. Give, give." There are three things that are never satisfied, four that do not say enough: Sheol and the barren womb, the earth, which is not satisfied with water, and the fire, which does not say enough. The eye that mocks at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagle shall eat it. There are three things that are too wonderful for me, yea, four that I do not know: the way of an eagle in the heavens, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maiden. So is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, "I have done no wickedness." Under three things the earth trembles, and under four it cannot bear: under a servant when he is king, and a fool when he is filled with food, under an odious woman when she is married, and a handmaid that is heir to her mistress. There are four things that are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they provide their food in the summer. The hyraxes are but a feeble folk, yet make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet they go forth, all of them, by bands. The lizard you can seize with hands, yet she is in kings' palaces. There are three things that are stately in their march, yea, four which are stately in going: the lion, which is mightiest among beasts and does not turn away for any; the well-knit in the loins, and the he-goat, and the king against whom there is no rising up. If you have done foolishly in lifting up yourself, or if you have thought evil, lay your hand upon your mouth. For the churning of milk brings forth butter, and the wringing of the nose brings forth blood. So the forcing of wrath brings forth strife.